Well, that reminds me of one of my favorite sayings from Deepak Chopra, who says that desires are seeds waiting for their season to sprout. So this is the weekly wildflower update on KISL. The purpose of the weekly wildflower update is to inform and encourage you to appreciate Catalina's natural environment, even if you're just out for a stroll around town. So please listen closely to hear more about plants that can be easy to take for granted. So this has been another exciting week in the world of wildflowers. I say that every week, but they're all exciting. It just keeps getting better and better out there. So if you are a closet wildflower enthusiast, I encourage you to get out of that closet and start looking. There are so many wildflowers out there. I bet somebody has some wildflowers to report. Hint, hint, George Morris, you were telling me about them. So give us a call at 510-7469 and tell us about some wildflowers you have seen recently. Last week's trivia question involved a bit of fantasy and some knowledge about opiates. The question was, if Dorothy, Toto, the Tin Man, and the Lion, and the Scarecrow were all walking from Middle Ranch to Avalon, which of the top 10 plants from that week would make them go to sleep? So shortly after we ended the wildflower update last week, but not before I had given up the microphone, we had a caller who correctly answered the question. The answer was the fire poppy, Poplar californicum, which is the most closely related poppy to the opium poppy of the three poppies we mentioned last week. For correctly answering the trivia question, our caller won a Catalina Island in Bloom photo guide to wildflowers by local author and wildflower enthusiast Scott Panzer. The caller was also the winner of a custom-composed song, and he had a major problem solved all in the space of about 5 minutes. This week's trivia question is important for those of you on a low-sodium diet. If you think you know the answer to this week's trivia question, call us here at the station, 510-7469, by the end of the wildflower update tonight or during the top 10 list next week. The trivia question this week is, which plant flowering right now in Avalon, Two Harbors, Shark Harbor, and elsewhere is a proven salt accumulator? Should I repeat that, you guys?
Yes. Oh,
please.
Please. The trivia question for this week is, which plant flowering right now in Avalon, Two Harbors, Shark Harbor, and elsewhere is a proven salt accumulator?
Does that mean that it can desalinate? I could use it as power a desalinization plant?
Man, a desalinization plant? Do we have one of those on the island?
That's a plant, isn't it?
It is a plant. But is it flowering in Two Harbors right now?
No.
So I mean the kind with chlorophyll. But maybe there is a use for it as a desalinator. So give us a call, 7469, if you think you know the answer. And in the meantime, enjoy this week's top 10 list of plants at their peak. And call in if you know the answer to this week's trivia question. So this week, our intrepid investigators visited Shark Harbor, Little Harbor, Country Club Drive, and Farnsworth Loop to check out what's happening in the world of wildflowers. So number 10 on this week's list, are you guys ready with sound effects?
So ready.
Please, this
ice plant.
I thought this was so great. I'll do the announcing, you guys do the sound effects. Should we do that?
Bingo.
So number 10 this week is the slender-leaved ice plant. Number 9, the California bush sunflower. Aw, perfect. Number 8, blazing stars. Very nice. Number 7, stinging lupin.
Ouch!
Number 6, California poppy. Number 5, yarrow. Yeah, I can.
Aww.
Peter and Marion Pope.